This is a podcast from Patriots.com. For information on this or any other Patriots podcast, visit Patriots.com. Now, Cheerleader Chit Chat with Lori Baranski.
Hi, I'm Lori Baranski, and welcome to a Patriots Cheerleader Chit Chat podcast, an official podcast of the New England Patriots. We have a rookie with us today, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, Julia Williamson, correct?
Yep, that's
Williamson.
Correct.
Welcome, and congratulations on making the squad.
Thank you very much.
Are you having a blast?
I am. It's very exciting. I'm thrilled to be doing this. So,
now, was this your first year trying out and making it?
I tried out last year.
So you kind of knew what you were getting into this
year.
Yeah.
Last year, I had no idea. I came to tryouts, didn't really know what it was all about, and
right.
I went through it, and I made it to the last 35. So I kind of went through the whole thing, got to know some people, got to know the coach, which was really great. And this year I came back, I, you know, went to some dance classes, I did a few things the coach suggested.
So you were actually prepared.
Like, yeah, I was actually
fully prepared.
Yes, I was prepared.
Not actually fully prepared. So when you came back this year, was that intimidating though, knowing that, okay, this is the point that I didn't make it this year, last year, and then you were at that point this year where you're like, okay, so here we go again.
Yeah, it was it was a lot more stressful this year.
I can imagine.
Last year I had nothing to lose. I had no idea I would make it past the first round or the second round, you know.
Right.
So this year I had, you know, something to lose because I...
Because you knew what you were getting yourself into.
So I just took it, you know, one tryout at a time, one step at a time, and it worked out well.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And you went on your calendar trip.
Yes.
Was that amazing?
It was incredible. It was like, you know, anything a girl would want to do. It was really fun.
Good.
It was a good team bonding thing for the beginning of the season.
It's amazing.
It is amazing. So if you could go back to 30 seconds, only 30 seconds of your entire trip on your shoot or on an excursion, whatever you did, what 30 seconds would you go to?
If I could go back to 30 seconds, the ocean, no.
the beach, sand in my toes.
Yeah, I think just being in the middle of the shoot, just doing the shoot. I've never really done anything like that. And I think just, you know, finally doing it. And after thinking about it, you know, during tryouts and when I made it and thinking about it before we went, actually being there doing the shoot that morning, it was
incredible.
Yeah, it was incredible. It was 7 a.m. It had been raining. The rain cleared up and we did the shoot. It took about like half an hour to an hour. And it was a whirlwind, but it was really fun.
Yeah, I can imagine. So you had never done anything like that. Were you a cheerleader, a dancer?
No, I hadn't done anything like that. I wasn't a cheerleader. I danced when I was younger, and then in high school, I played sports.
And, what sports?
I played field hockey, basketball, and lacrosse.
Ooh,
and
those are like physical sports.
Yeah. Yeah, so I did that, and we didn't really have a dance program at my high school, so... I played sports, and then in college, I continued with the sports, and then I also danced. We had a dance program at school, and I did the dance team. So I got back into dancing in college, which was great.
And that basically got your legs moving,
got
your mojo going, and that's what made you want to keep going.
Right, yeah.
Now, did you graduate? Are you all done with school?
Yep, I'm all done with school. I graduated 2 years ago, and it's nice because it's hard. You can't really play team sports, as you know, unless you join like a club sport or something like that.
Yeah.
So dancing is nice because you can go to dance classes and you can stay active. And
yeah, you don't have to be a certain age or a certain ability. Anybody can dance.
Exactly.
And it's such a stress reliever.
It is. It's so nice. But, you know, you work all day and then you can go do something besides just going to the gym or just going home and watching TV or something.
Completely agree. So what are you up to now? Anything good? Anything out of this world I should know about?
Well, I just finished coaching lacrosse. I was
coaching lacrosse?
Yeah. I was coaching at my high school. It's a small private high school, and I was coaching.
That's awesome.
Yep, girls JV lacrosse, and we just finished the season. We had
How'd you do?
Successful season. We were over 500. It was we were 8-6.
Good.
So it was a really fun season. It was my first time coaching, and so I learned a lot. I had a lot of fun, and I hope the girls had a lot of fun too.
I'm sure.
Yeah, there were 30 girls, so it was overwhelming at first, but it was really fun, and I think that it was a great season. I can't wait for next year.
Now, okay, I'm gonna play really dumb right now because I have no idea what lacrosse is. Is that? I might be thinking rugby. What sport is lacrosse like?
Lacrosse, you have a stick,
okay,
and a ball,
right.
And you basically have to pass the ball to each other in the sticks.
Okay,
go downfield.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, it's a Native American sport actually, and it's gaining more popularity. I think it started off in prep schools, and now a lot of public schools are getting lacrosse teams and stuff. But But yeah, it's really fun. It was my favorite sport. I played in college when I was a sophomore, and you know, I love lacrosse, and I played with the club team after college, but everything got so busy that I haven't been able to do that recently.
Right, yeah, because everything's so busy right now for you, understandably.
Yeah.
We're actually having the lacrosse finals, I believe, here.
Yeah. Was last weekend. No, I wish I could have. Some of my friends went, but it was Syracuse and John Hopkins, is that correct?
In the finals.
Yeah. So, yeah, it would have been really fun to go, but I didn't get a chance to go.
Well, you were a little busy.
Yeah.
You're excused.
Yeah.
So you have an exciting whirlwind life going on.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Are you working as well?
Yep. Actually just started working. I'm kind of changing careers in a certain way. I was in finance, and now I'm working with a trainer who has a personal fitness company.
That's awesome.
And, yeah, and so he's taking me on, and we're going to be starting some summer camps for high school and college athletes.
Good.
Yeah. So.
And where are you from?
I'm from right outside Boston in Watertown.
Ooh.
So.
A local gal.
Yeah, very local, and it's not too hard to get out here, which is nice.
What are you looking forward to the absolute most this year?
I think the first game when the
players. The juniors at the first game?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Actually, I have a little cousin that's going to be doing the juniors.
Oh, so cool.
I'm really excited. She's already come over, and I've, you know, shown her a couple different things.
Cute.
So it'll be really fun. And but yeah, I think that first preseason game, just when everyone runs out and the adrenaline's just gonna be crazy. So,
well, you'll definitely have a blast.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, good luck with the upcoming season.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for coming down here and chatting with me.
Yeah, it's been great.
Next time we'll get more into the season. We'll see what's going on.
Definitely.
All that kind of good stuff.
Great.
Thank you. Thank you guys for listening. And until next time, we'll see you on the sideline.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com. They wanna have-